Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. This is my definition of real theater. August in New York. He stood there, mid-sidewalk, like a rock in water. But what I remember first was his body angle, lopsided and ready to keel over. And, in one hand, an ice cream cone. The wheeled backpack I was pulling towards Port Authority got tangled in his windbreaker, thrown or fallen onto the sidewalk, and while I worked at freeing it, he yelled at me. At this point, everyone ignored us. New York pedestrian autopilot. But I couldn't ignore him. I had just wheeled over his coat. And so his humanity leaned on me, even more so when, just as I got the cloth out of my wheels, down he went, an outpoured lamentation about his disrespected coat and toppled ice cream cone from a New York street in the boiling month of August. Imagine that sweltering street, the DNA layering of spat gum, hawked spit, sweat mist, plus that paste of tire dust and leaked oil and pigeon pee. And what could I do but what I did, as far in as I was? I told him to grab my hand. He did, I pulled, and up he swam. And here is what went through me. My hand on his, in his, the touch of my skin against his, corded, tough, sandpapered, the shock of alive. He let on he was okay, I gave him a buck to replace his cone, and off he went. That was the end of that for him, but not for me. Before reaching down for him, I still had the chance to keep him two-dimensional and ignorable. But once live hand touched live hand, it was impossible to deny the shared liveness. Once contact is made, it remakes everything. It splits the husk, drowns the bastard named ego, smells of meaning. Of course, I thought, as I got my bag and walked away, a good antibacterial hand washing as soon as I got home. Thus is the nature of this absurd life. Thoughts of good deeds, thoughts of germs. We can get infected in so many interesting ways. This is my definition of real theater. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.